Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Your daily dose of fired up hacks to conquer your to-do list and finally get things done. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another podcast about bubble baths and lavender, hold on. We're not talking about some fluffy and realistic ideal. We're talking about practical, actionable steps to prioritize yourself in a way that actually fuels your productivity and creativity. Because guess what? You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Think about it. Feeling drained and stressed makes it almost impossible to focus, be creative, or even just get through your day. But when you take care of yourself, both mentally and physically, you unlock a whole new level of energy and effectiveness. You become that unstoppable force who crushes their goals with a smile. So, are you ready to level up? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you prioritize self-care and achieve the sweet work-life balance we all crave. First, define your own version of self-care. It's not one size fits all. Forget those Instagram influencers telling you what to do. What truly recharges you? Is it a good book, a hike in nature, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or even just 5 minutes of meditation? Figure out what brings you joy and peace and make time for it. Second, schedule self-care like any other important appointment. Seriously, put it in your calendar. Treat those 30 minutes of yoga or that evening walk with the same importance as a client meeting. It's not selfish, it's essential. Ever feel like you're always putting everyone else first? You know that feeling when you get to the end of the day and you're completely depleted? Well, scheduling self-care time ensures you actually have something for yourself. Did learn to say no. I know it can be tough, but trust me, saying no is your superpower. It allows you to protect your time and energy for what truly matters. Don't feel obligated to take on every task or commitment. You are not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Next, disconnect from the digital world. Take regular breaks from your phone, social media, and email. Seriously, it can be so freeing. Use those moments to recharge, reconnect with yourself, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, life is happening outside the screen too. Finally, be kind to yourself. This one is crucial. We often put immense pressure on ourselves, striving for perfection and never feeling good enough. Stop it. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your wins, and learn from your mistakes. You are doing great, just as you are. Let's talk about a real-world scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine this. You have a big project due at work, but you also promised your best friend you'd go see that new movie everyone's talking about. Now, you're caught between fulfilling your work obligations and spending quality time with a loved one. This is where prioritizing self-care comes in handy. Instead of feeling torn and stressed, take some time to evaluate what truly matters to you. Maybe it's more important for you to spend time with your friend right now so you can delegate tasks at work or ask for an extension if possible. Remember, a healthy work-life balance allows you to show up fully in both areas of your life. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care and achieve that sweet work-life balance we all deserve. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's an investment in your overall well-being and success. When you feel good, you do good. You show up with more energy, focus, and creativity. So go ahead, schedule that self-care time, learn to say no, disconnect from the digital world, and be kind to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your favorite self-care tip in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's spread the word about the power of prioritizing ourselves. And remember, if you find yourself procrastinating on taking care of yourself, just think. You're worth it. Until next time, keep crushing your goals and remember to be kind to yourselves. See you tomorrow for another fired up hack to conquer procrastination.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.